Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Hello, everyone. I'm saying hello because people listen to this programme through all sorts of ways on the podcast, or sometimes they may be listening across Europe or North America to us live here from Paternoster Row in Sheffield, and it might not be the afternoon there, so I thought I'd say hello instead of good afternoon this week. Welcome to Swing Time with me, John Yule, and Michael Coates, who'll be along later on. It's nice to be back. I've had a couple of weeks off, as you probably know. Thanks to Michael for holding the complete fort for me while I've been away. We kicked off with a new album, which I featured for the first time a couple of weeks ago, an album called Square One by a sax quartet entitled The Empress. They are composed of Chelsea Barrett on tenor, Premium Gin on soprano and alto, Arena Terracuba on alto as well, and we also have Lauren Sevian on baritone, and they're accompanied by Steve Ash on piano, Joey Ranieri on the bass, and Pete Von Nordstrom on drums. The album was recorded at the Vengelder Studios in Inglewood Cliffs on the 11th and 12th of April last year. The track was arranged and written by Michael Ludzia, and he calls that composition Instant Composure, which is surely a reference to the fact that the chord structure is exactly the same as the Song of You, which you may have even thought it was when you first heard it. Another new album now, and one I featured last time out when I was with you, and an album that's done rather well in the US Jazz Countdown. Number one for 8 weeks, not bad, eh? This is pianist Cyrus Chestnut with his album Rhythm, Melody and Harmony, recorded at Sear Sounds in New York on June the 23rd last year. With Cyrus Chestnut on piano, of course, we hear from Stacey Dillard on soprano, Gerald Cannon on bass, and Chris Bake on drums. Six of the nine tracks from this album are Cyrus's own compositions, and this is one of them, Twinkle Tones. Sarah Chestnut with his hugely successful album Rhythm, Melody and Harmony, and the track we heard, one of his own compositions, as I said before, Twinkle Tones. We also heard Stacey Dillard on soprano, Gerald Cannon on bass, Chris Beck was on the drums. We're going over to the Paris Olympia now, back in 2001, playing with both a very good rhythm section and on some tracks a full orchestra on this particular set. Here is the one and only Diana Krall.
Thank you.
Diana Krall in Paris in 2001 with the Burt Bacharach composition from the first film version of Casino Royale, although if you've read the book, I'd challenge the truth in that content. The song, of course, was The Look of Love, with John Pisano on acoustic guitar, who I'm pleased to say we had at the Lescor about 15 years ago, Anthony Wilson on electric guitar, John Clayton on bass, Jeff Hamilton was the drummer, and of course on piano and vocals, Diana Krall. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and I'm your host for the first hour of the programme, John Yule. A new release now, one which came out in America at the end of May, but which has only become gradually available over here. This is the latest CD from Eric Alexander, and it won't be his latest CD for much longer, because in 3 weeks' time, he's got yet another new release coming out, this time in tandem with Vincent Herring. Meanwhile, briefly, here is his latest release from Chicago to New York. Eric on absolutely top form here, with a range of original approaches to some familiar material, all recorded at Englewood Cliffs again on May the 7th last year. With Eric are Mike Ladon on piano, Dennis Carroll on bass, and George Fludas on the drums. This is a composition which was produced by Harry Warren and Mac Gordon in 1946 for a film called Three Little Girls in Blue. Eric Alexander, and this is Always. Thank you. Eric Alexander, who is on marvellous form with this album, he really is. I think it's the best I've ever heard him play. Usually, Eric is not too far away from John Coltrane when it comes to his repertoire. And indeed, two of the seven selections here are Coltrane compositions. I'll probably play one of them in a couple of weeks' time. I'll certainly be digging into this album again in the next few weeks. In the meantime, here's a work by another tenor player, played by Eric Alexander. The composer in this case is Gene Ammons. And this is, let me see, track number 5 on the album. And it's Eric Alexander's take on Hitting the Jug.
Thank you.
Strongly recommended. Eric Alexander's new album, From Chicago to New York, is the title, and it's out now on Cellar Records. It's finally become available over here after a few false starts in actual fact. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and I'm John Yule. The gig guide for this week then, not too much to go through, so here goes. Jazz at the Lescar tomorrow evening. A group called In Motion, led by Luke Chadrabate on the saxophone, and this will be a blend of contemporary jazz and the sounds of folk and post-rock. We'll also be hearing, if you go along to the Lescar, Turin Davis on guitar, also on guitar Dan Kemshell, on bass Josh Valdivilo, and on the drums John O'Gaze. Meanwhile, at Cubanas, the Big Swing are presenting tomorrow evening FBI, fronted by guitarist Chess Sheridan. This will be an evening of West Coast jazz and swing. Straight on to Leopold Square for the weekend then, and the free gigs. First of all, on Saturday at 2 o'clock, JJ's Cocktail Club, swinging to the sounds of pop music through the ages, a band led by vocalist Jenny Chamberlain-Smith. And on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, Jazz Hot 6, one of Sheffield's Gypsy Jazz Ensembles, led again by Chess Sheridan, so he's going to be a bit busy this week on guitar, along with Brian Day on guitar. On the drums, Andrew Flute. On clarinet, Martin Winning. On bass, Kate Whittaker. And on violin, Emily Chaplis. That is on Sunday afternoon at Leopold Square. Pianist Greg Murphy has just gone to number one in the US charts. He's replaced Cyrus Chestnut after all these weeks with his album, his new album, Snap Happy, which I will hopefully be bringing to you next week. I have heard the album all the way through, and it's one of the most varied albums I think I've heard in quite a long time. In the meantime, here's Greg Murphy on the 19th of June in 2018 at the Samurai Hotel Studios in Queens, New York. This is Greg appearing with Eric Wheeler on bass and Jeff Tane Watts on drums. Greg Murphy then, and his own composition, For My Mom. Thank you. Greg Murphy with For My Mum. That's from his album Bright Idea, which came out in 2018. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, John Yule. We're moving over to Brazilian pianist and composer now, Antonio Adolfo. His album recorded with Orquestra Atlântica in Rio de Janeiro just a few years ago. I think it's the first track that hasn't been recorded on the East Coast that we're featuring today. Oh, no, it isn't, because the Diana Krall was recorded live in Paris, wasn't it? So from Rio de Janeiro, we hear the album Encontros, and solos from Marcello Martins on tenor, Levi Chaves on baritone, and Aldivas Ayres on the trombone. Of course, it's Antonio Adolfo on piano. The arrangement here is by Jesse Saduch, and this is probably Antonio's best-known composition. Its Portuguese title is Sa Marina, but it's better known to Sergio Mendes fans as Pretty World. Last week I played the Empress, a version of John Lewis' composition Milestones. It's from the same album I started off with this week in actual fact. So here's Antonio Adolfo and Orchestra Atlantica and the Miles Davis composition entitled Milestones. Again, the arranger is Jesse Sadduck, and we hear solos once again from Antonio Adolfo and on piano, and Marcus Neumricher on the accordion this time. Here we go then with Antonio Adolfo and the Orchestra Atlantica and Milestones.
Thank you.
and Milestones just about finishes this first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Michael Coates is in the starting stores and ready for the flap to open so he can race down into the first turn. And my name's John Yule. I'll be hopefully back with you next week at the usual time here for the 1 o'clock start here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Thank you for listening this week. And we're going to play out with another track from the new album from Eric Alexander, From Chicago to New York, featured here just with Dennis Carroll on bass. This is the Jimmy Van Heusen composition, Only the Lonely.